Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Reading Your Bible in a Year on Undying Light. I am your host, Pastor Alex, and as we've talked about in the last few weeks, as we've kind of set the show up, this is not an exegetical deep dive. It is merely to help keep you encouraged and motivated to read through your Bible in a year. And so we've so far have read through the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, and then we've went into Job because we're doing this in chronological order. And now we are just about done with the book of Exodus. And then that means next week, in the coming weeks here, we'll pick up Leviticus, because this week will take us all the way through Exodus 35. And so the week after, we'll have the last few chapters of Exodus, and then we'll go into Leviticus, and then Numbers, and Deuteronomy, so on and so forth. So pretty straightforward in terms of, you know, the order as we work through the rest of the Torah. On day 60, we'll see Psalm 90. Day 81, we'll see Psalm 91. But we won't start adding more Psalms until 103. And then we'll go all over the board reading Chronicles and 2 Samuel and all of those books. And so we'll do our best to keep those as straightforward as possible in hopes that it is clear and concise. As I mentioned, you can grab a chart. It's just from blueletterbible.org, and you can search chronological plan, and it will lay out every day for, let's look at it here, 365 days. And it, you know, that means you're in the Bible every day. There's no catch-up days or anything like that, but it'll take you all the way through to the very end of Revelation 22 on the last day of the year. So this week, let's recap what we talked about on the previous week's shows. We finished up the book of Genesis, and so we saw the end of Joseph in his life. Then we went into Exodus with that 400-year period of silence from Joseph to Moses. And there is a lot of symbolical images used in time throughout the Bible. So 400 years has a couple implications here in Exodus before God hears the cries of his people, all the way to the intertestamental time period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, with it being roughly 400 years before John the Baptist and Jesus come on the scene. Then we've got obviously the time period from the Ascension and the church age that we live in now before God returns and calls his church home. So we have, you know, time that always plays a significant role in regards to how God operates in the church and such. So we finished Genesis and we were introduced to Moses. We saw God in the burning bush there in the first couple chapters of Exodus. And then we went and walked through all of the 10 plagues of Egypt. And we finished last week with the Song of Moses. So if you are reading along with us, you would have finished at Exodus 15. And now, for this week's upcoming study, you're going to pick up at Exodus 16 starting on Sunday. And you're going to work all the way through till next Saturday to Exodus 35. And that means we will see bread from heaven, as we will see the Israelites essentially complaining for food. They want to go back to Egypt, and so God decides that he's going to provide them with food. And so he sends manna from heaven every morning, and they are to collect enough for their day's need. And then on the day before the Sabbath, they are to collect enough for 2 days' worth, because there is no manna on the Sabbath day, which would have been Saturday. And some get greedy and try to hoard it, which then it all rots out and decays, which is an interesting little thing. So chapter 17 then takes us to the water from the rock. And then we have Jethro's advice in chapter 18. Then we go back to Mount Sinai in 19. We have the Ten Commandments in chapter 20. And we have, obviously, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make a carved image in the likeness. You shall not bow down and worship other gods. You shall not... or you should worship and keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Do not covet your neighbor's house, neighbor's wife, and all the stuff that your neighbor has. So obviously when we go back through the Old Testament down the road on the main Friday show, we'll get through the Exodus and we'll do all the commandments and such. So you got 10 commandments there in chapter 20. I'm actually teaching my confirmands that particular course right now. This whole semester is the Ten Commandments, and so each night is broken into a new commandment that we will revisit. And tonight is going to be not to worship or have idols, so that's going to be fun for them. Then we get into 21. We have laws about slaves. I always want to say this is kind of like a setting up or a precautionary tale. This is not God promoting or accepting the slavery, but it is the realism of the time and how the Israelites were to treat those they had enslaved. And so they have these laws around it, and they are quite strict in some cases. For instance, you get down to verses 16 and 17, whoever steals a man and sells him, and if anyone is found in possession of him shall be put to death. Whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. So these are very strict laws that are in place. However, greater context and could be had in explaining them. So if you get down to some of these chapters, that basically what we're going to see going forward between now and really the end of the Torah, I highly encourage you to read them a few times. As I've said on the show previously, read them in the morning, read them at night, meditate on them, get some commentaries, and really just kind of camp on some of these harder verses in these sections. Obviously, I would love to exegete these and explain them in greater context, but because of the time frame of the show and the purpose of the show, that's not for this. However, if you happen to be in my church, these will be things we'll be talking about, obviously, in years to come. If you want to know more about it, feel free to email me if you have questions. But I always encourage you, get yourself a good commentary on Exodus. Luther's commentary on Genesis and Exodus are quite profound. You can read those and gather more insights into the depth of this. But obviously, context is always key. So always pay attention to that and not just to, take everything at face value. So the laws about slaves continues into towards the end of chapter 21, I should say. And then we have laws about restitution that begins at verse 33, continues all the way till verse 16 of 22. Then you have laws about social justice and laws about the Sabbath and festivals. Conquest to Canaan is promised. That's in verse 20 of chapter 23. So up until the halfway point of 23, you will have a bunch of laws. And this is essentially the establishment of the ceremonial, civical, and moral laws. The moral laws is what we kind of wrap up into the Ten Commandments. Everything else falls into civil or ceremonial. Then you have the covenant confirmed in 24. Contributions for the sanctuary, the Ark of the Covenant, the bread of the table, the golden lampstand, the tabernacle in 26, the bronze altar in 27. Then you get some more breakdowns of how the tabernacle works. Then you get to 28 and you have the priest's garments, which will be an interesting set of sections to work through. And then moving on into 29, you've got the consecration of the priests, the altar of incense, the census tax, the bronze basin, the anointing oil and incense. And I'm just reading these sections here that the ESV breaks down. And get into 31, you got the golden or 32, you got the golden calf, the command to leave Sinai, the tent of meeting. Moses takes new tablets after he broke the originals. A covenant is renewed. And then in 35, the Sabbath regulations and the construction of the tabernacle begins there, or closes out 35 and continues through all of 36. So you'll read just a few verses about the temple or the tabernacle there at the end of 35, which then obviously carries into 36. So there's a whole lot to take on. And I really, again, stress taking these things slowly. You know, you're only reading a couple of chapters a day, so read through them as many times as you can or as slow as you can. If you can only do it one time and you can only dedicate, you know, 30 minutes to it, read through it and just kind of sit on it. There's a lot going on, and really we have to take into consideration that this is the first time that we actually have the nation of Israel, like, together in front of God. And so God is establishing all of these things, and he's doing so so that they're not the same as the pagan nations around them. God is setting them aside. He's making them a holy people. And that's why they're seeing all of these rules and all these requirements. You have the build out of the priestlyhood starting here. And actually, you'll see it more in depth when you get into Leviticus next. And you'll see how all of that stuff is formulated and built. And yes, you know, the Torah is the book of law. And so there's a lot of law here, but there's also a lot of promises and gospel being presented, which if you are interested, my book hopefully is going to be published soon, and you can get a copy of How to Read the Bible in a Law-Gospel Distinction. And I use some of these examples from the Old Testament and the New Testament and write them out in that manner. So, and if it's a good book and it's a big hit, then I'll go back and do more examples from Scripture. So that's this week's reading. I hope you guys are enjoying your journey through the Bible with me, and I hope it's encouraging you to, you know, sit and dwell and read and ponder and meditate on these passages, and I hope that you continue to thrive while doing so. So we'll be back next week with week 7. And oh no, this is week 5, so week 6. I'm trying to think of the weeks now. And we'll continue on finishing Exodus and into Leviticus. So have a great week, guys. God bless. We'll see you all later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.